All right, American folk, this is Doug Bush from Dallas, Texas. I'll be evaluating you today in the area of percussion performance. I want to applaud your tenacity and perseverance on dealing with the weather tonight to come out and continue to perform. It's really admirable quality that's going to last with you long beyond tonight's performance. Nice ambience being set up for the pre-show. Cool, so good stuff coming from the front ensemble there. And then, man, to be able to line that up with the battery literally on the exact opposite side of the field, that's really impressive, guys. Yeah, okay, good job handling the quarter note triplets on the four mods. Yeah, the bass run up sounded really good. It feels like potentially the bottom couple drums may be a little low. I hear you, quads. Good job. A little bit more separation in the bass tuning might help with the clarity of some of that split phases. Yeah, singers, I'm sorry. I'm trying to get a good read. You are so far back there. But yeah, that seemed great there at the end of that phrase. A lot of complicated virtuosic sticking demands. Okay. Good job with the cymbal responsibilities. Yeah, okay, bass. Nice. That was really, really good. Yeah, I appreciate this kind of split textural demands and changes here and coming from the snare line. It's really effective, man. That was so cool. Very well written. I see you, quads. Yeah, guys. Great job with that roll. Ooh, that decrescendo single after the roll is outstanding. Yeah. Get that 5-wood in there. Goom, goom. So you guys just killed that metric cell and then kind of rushed through the quote-unquote simple rhythms at the end. Be careful. Okay. Wow, there's some outstanding writing. Oh, watch some of these rolls, guys. We're pretty inconsistent with the quality of our low-end six uplets. Yeah? Like the cross-stick timbre? Uh-huh. From the front ensemble, speak really well up here. Yeah, okay, nice. Yeah, wow, man, the roll passing in and out of the clear battery, that was really well done. Yep. Yeah, I like not only bringing the precipices in there, but bringing them back. Again, whoever wrote your beats did a fantastic job. Awesome at the end, guys. Bottom, kind of out of step, causing us to kind of fudge on some parts. That wasn't quite as aligned vertically front to back as we'd like, which is kind of crazy because the battery's so much closer to the pit. All right, quads. Really good job balancing that with the winds that were on the exact opposite side of the field. Okay. Dig-a-dig-a-dig-a-dig-a-dome. Watch the clarity of the beginning of that. Yeah, good job transitioning out of that bad. Or, I'm sorry, front ensemble into kind of the beginning of this ballad moment. That's a great roll down there on the bottom drum on the timpani. Very mature sound. Uh-huh. Yeah, the communication between the front and back of the front ensemble is also very mature, very impressive. Thank you. Rob Timpani. Wow, outstanding job with those pitches and that touch to be so supportive underneath what's happening here with these flutes. Man, Timpanist gets golden star for Timpani today. Yeah, visually I'm seeing some pretty awesome permutations happening in the rimbas up here, but I'm not hearing them super well up top. Again, I'm very, very high on the 50, so it might be worth a mallet consideration there. Yeah, really good swell and build on the concert basses and gongs. The swell before this, I don't think should have been quite as big in his breast. Not every single suspended swell needs to go from pianissimo to fortissimo, right? Like, a second one could have been a little bit more subtle, and then come back into the big ones again. Okay, yeah. Great job back there, Battery. I mean, you're pretty much in the back stands. Doing a good job holding it down for ensemble. You're doing a good job listening back and taking their pulse. Yeah, that's not the first time you guys have done a really good job with the usage of the wind chimes. Yeah. Eye and texture at the perfect moments. And that's a great set of bells. It's such a good set of bells that you can play them backwards. Yeah, Zylo. Okay, it's not quite as tight aligned as we'd like front ensemble. There's a lot of cool stuff in there, but we're just not quite achieving it yet. Yeah, catching those flams. Yeah, okay, really good job handling that slip right there. That was one of the better things we've done. Yeah, these quads know how to quadrum. Yeah, bottom. Here we go. It's one of those moments I was talking about, juggle, where the shots are so clear and so well-defined. Yeah, okay, watch the end of that roll as a stay crescendo. I know you're using puffies, but not entirely sure up here if that was meant to be a buzz or an open roll. Going back to the juggle talk, just define the left hands a little bit more. That's cool bass. We gotta be careful we go to puffies. It's not just for the sake of puffies. I mean, that was a rare opportunity we had that we could have showcased the kind of the maturity of the lower end of our dynamics with a band this big and got away with it. With a band this big, usually we're gonna have to play pretty loud. Watch clarity of that roll. Yeah. Yeah, be careful at the end of that. I mean, you're going edge to center, and I feel like maybe the height got so much that it got a little bit away from us at the end of that roll. We could have maybe even kept the height a little lower and let the drum do a little bit more of the work for us. Yeah, let's put it as with the left hand accents up were great. The roll stuff after is a little sketchy. Oh yeah, it's crash and simple coming from the front. It's great. I really, really like that change of texture. Man, we got five of them up there, back with the normal cymbal repertoire and a concert bass. Really, really, really strong ending. All right, American Folk. What a great show tonight. You guys are playing really cool. Have really cool music. And an awesome show. It's obviously only going to get cleaner and better as the season goes on. We're talking about real high-level things here, as well as just kind of some personal judgments to take or leave on the tape. Obviously, you guys know what you're doing. So keep on making it what you want to make it. But my final critiques here would just be on, obviously, some of the more virtuosic phrases that are still a little dirty, a little inconsistent. And, you know, just reevaluating kind of our fundamentals approach from now until the end of the season and what kind of things we can be doing or continue to do to refine some of those more chops-oriented skills. Hope some of my comments have been a help, and wish you best of luck on the rest of your season.